Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim. As you can see, I'm excited as always when I'm back in the studio with you. I'm definitely here to bring you that gleam of hope this morning for the entire family. We always have something for everyone, so make sure that you tune in every Saturday morning to get your dose of gleam of hope. Last week, I was out of the studio. I had an awesome time. Shout out to ATL. Wow, wow, wow. Awesome experience at the 2015 Activate Conference. Chief Activator, Mother Activator, Lucinda Cross and her team, they put in an awesome, awesome, awesome work, and people were just really delighted that they had an awesome time. They were so happy that they made a decision to come out and support Lucinda and get the nuggets that they needed. I believe, like the song says, it is your time. So if you miss the conference and you want to know more about Lucinda Cross, the Activate movement, guess what? You can go to www.lucindacross.com, and we'll definitely put it up in our page on Facebook. But while I was gone, you know we keep it moving here on the Morning Glory. We had some awesome people that stopped by, amen, and filled in and helped out. We know Radio Angel, she's always showing up, amen. She's reliable, accountable, and that's just something, a nugget I just want to let you know, that it's always good to reach out and find nuggets, accountable people that will definitely help your vision come to pass. So I thank you so much, Radio Angel, for just loving the Morning Glory, and your accountability in our relationship is awesome. And shout out to my girl, LaTanya, the quarterback rush, filling in once again. Did she not put it down? Amen. If you missed the episode, log in to www.themorningglory.org and let us know what you think about the show that LaTanya and Kim just rocked on last week while I was out of the studio. I got so many reports like, oh my God, that show was awesome. It is awesome because God is always the head, amen. He's the core of all of our relationships. And we have behind the scenes in our green room, we have an awesome prayer call before we even get on the radio. We also have just the connection with God that's needed for him to filter what he needs for us to bring you each week. So I'm just excited what you're going to get today. I'm excited about your life. I'm excited that God has given us another title, another message to talk about today. So let's talk about what we're going to do today. Today is, again, we are celebrating our children back to school, but today we're going to do a remix. We're going to close out this month with a remix and give us your ears, get your pads, get your pens. You know, LaTanya always say, make sure you come here prepared because you're going to get some nuggets. You're going to drop some nuggets. But this morning we want to talk about some of the shows that we aired this month, as well as there's one show that I want you to remind it of, and that was also a show that LaTanya definitely filled in for me, and it was really awesome. Her nuggets that she dropped was, ooh, it filled my belly, amen, and I'm waiting for the manifestation to take place. But in the waiting season, I know I got to water it. So today's show is about watering what you heard, huh, Glory, what you heard throughout last month, and when we talked about new beginnings, a new you, and this month, back to school, amen. This is our seventh season, so God is doing something. Seven is the completion. We're moving on to bigger and deeper heights that God has called us to, and I want you to be with us. I want you to be calling us up, emailing us, letting us know what God is doing in your life so you can give somebody hope. It's just not us. This is not just a one-way relationship. This is two-way. It's dual. We need you. Amen. So make sure that you email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Like us on Facebook at The Morning Glory IV of Hope. Make sure that you are staying connected to us. And when we come back, we're going to get into our remix right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family, friends. We'll be back.
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Ooh. I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not have seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I done been forgiven, now I'm living. I love God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Woo! Do you love God? I love God. I love Him so much, y'all, that I make sure that I spend time with God. And I also invite people to spend time with God each week as we host two awesome prayer lines. One is Praying Moms. That's on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the Morning Glory where we do Breakfast for Your Soul at 6 a.m. Yeah, we are my 6 a.m. prayer warriors. Join us. My team, the Inspirational Prayer Warriors, every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. for a 30-minute devotional time with God, where God feeds us the manna from heaven to kick off our day. You can always get all the information from our website by going to www.themorningglory.org. Are y'all ready? I am ready. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, you can hear I'm excited, right? I'm excited because I'm spending time with you this morning. Today's topic, for those who joined us, and we want to thank you for those who are in the studio this morning with us, is Back to School Remix. We're going to give you some feedback from some of the shows that we have featured this month, and one particular one from last month as we talked about new beginnings, new you. I just want to remind you that it's not too late. It's never too late. God has given you breath. He has given you life. He has given you opportunities. It's up to you to walk in them. Amen. You got to walk in them. That means that every day you got to get up with a mindset that this is my day. This is my day. The windows of heaven are open, and my blessing, my opportunities, my portals, everything that I need has been lined up for my purpose and my destiny. And all I got to do is just get up and have the right attitude, the right mindset, the right attitude, amen, the right conversations, because life and death is truly in the power of the tongue. So you got to speak to yourself. You got to encourage yourself. You got to get in the face of the Lord so God can guide you and lead you to where he wants you to go. And I believe that this last quarter of the year is going to be the best 3 months of your life. I believe God is going to show you what he needs for you to do in 2016. But you got to believe it. I can believe it for you. But guess what? You got to have faith. All things work together for those who love the Lord. And if you just have a grain of faith, that mustard seed of faith, God will just show you who you are and where he wants to lead you. I know we ain't preaching today, but I just want to encourage you. Amen. That's what you came for, a gleam of hope. So that's what I got to do. I got to do my job. So I'm here to pour into you. So today, we go pour in while we listen to one of the episodes that I wasn't in the studio, but I did hear about it. Amen. I said earlier, I got a lot of feedback. I got a lot of people just saying, that was the bomb. That was good nuggets that Latanya, the quarterback, sent us. So I'm tongue-tied because I'm excited. I'm always excited. So forgive me for my tongue-tiedness, but I'm just excited that you are here and we're together once again. Amen. Don't take life for granted. Love it when you see it. Amen. That means that God gave you another day. You see everything going on around you. Amen. You can see, you can hear, you can feel. That's a blessing. Let's get into our first portion of the show. Come on, Radio Angel, hook us up this morning. Let's drop some nuggets on our family and friends.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We'll redeem a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Today's topic is making right choices. This is geared towards the children. So hopefully they're up and they're on and they can listen. If not, you know, parents, take notes. You know, we'll be giving some good nuggets for you to help them, to guide them to make right choices as, you know, they're going back to school. But then there's also something special for you in making the right choices. Me being 45 years old, going back to school myself. I've been out of school for 20 plus years, and I've learned that I've had to make some choices as well as school is concerned. So I'll kind of share my insight, you know, and hopefully there's, you know, someone on the line that can share as well, or someone on the line that's thinking about going to school. It's never too late to go to school. It really is. And I thought it was. I thought I was never a quote-unquote school person, and I had to make some adjustments. So As our children mature, and we, as we mature, so does their options. Soon, it's not the vanilla or strawberry ice cream they're considering, but which classmate to befriend, which courses to take, and whether they should stay at home or go away to school. We have those same choices as well for our children because we want the best decision for them. Decision-making is crucial because the decision for our children make dictate the path that their lives take, according to psychologist Jim Taylor, PhD in Psychology Today. They need to judge the risk and rewards of their decisions, and in the short run and long term. Family and friends, what do you think? Do you believe the children need to be able to judge and risk their rewards by their choices? Wow, that's some good questions. That's Minister Kim. We're going to hit that. Do you believe our children need to be able to judge the risk and rewards of their choices? I'm going to sit that right there for a moment. And then let's look up choice, the definition of choice. An act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. I Googled it. This is what Google says. The right or ability to make or possibly of making such a selection. A range of possibilities from which one or more may be selected. What I'm finding is that children of this day, 2015, a lot of choices, not a lot of choices, they have a lot of options because of the way that the world is, the state of the world is. It isn't the same as it was when I was growing up 30 years ago. That sounds like a long time ago. They have a lot of choices, so it's not just about school. And I don't think we take that into consideration as we're raising and assisting the development of our children. You know, they have a lot of pressure, a lot of peer pressure, and I know we do the best that we can to save them or to protect them, if you will, but at the end of the day, only our prayers can cover them once they leave outside our home. And if we're not tapped into the reality of the world, then we're not familiar or we're not sensitive to what our children have, all the possibilities that they have as it comes to making the right choices. And then we usually don't guide them effectively. I was a mentor for 7th and 8th graders, and at 7th and 8th grade, they were making choices that I didn't make until I was 20s. You know, we're talking about 13, 14, 12, 11-year-olds that I didn't make to 20s, and they're making it in grammar school. And they hadn't even got to the what college I'm going to yet. They hadn't got to the what I need to do in order for, you know, me to pass this grade or how I need to study. They had more stuff on them than that. So I've learned to be sensitive as a youth mentor, learned to be sensitive to children and the options that they have, the many options that they have in order for them to make the right choice. So, again, today's topic is making the right choices. Do you believe our children need to be able to judge the risk and rewards of their choices? And I'm going to throw in an extra, a bonus, part B to this question is, do you believe we need to be more sensitive to their options in order for them to be able to judge the risk and rewards of their choices? Family and friends, we're getting ready. We're getting ready to hit it. We're getting ready to go. So hold on. Grab your pens and your questions, begin to formulate your questions, and do all of that while our radio angel takes us higher.
Help me along the way.
Yes.
To help me along. We need just a little more Jesus. We need just a little more Jesus. We need just a little more Jesus. Help us along the way.
I love that. Y'all, you know, y'all know I'm a singer. For those of you that heard me before, know I'm going to get it in every time I can. I don't know, I might be a music producer or something, listen. But that song was so good because when we sit and we think about our children, we do need a little more Jesus. God is leading me to study the book of Proverbs for wisdom. And didn't really realize it until events started happening. But it's so important when we think of the question of today's show, making the right choices. Do you believe our children need to be able to judge the risks and rewards of their choices? And then I added a spin on it. Do you think that we need to be more sensitive, more open to the options that they have as it relates to choices in order for them to be able to judge the risk and rewards of them? Again, like I said earlier, I don't think that we really have sat down, you know, and really thought about, most of us have as adults. And when I say us, I'm meaning the adults, the tribe, the villagers that it takes to raise children. I don't think we really sat down and really thought about all of the possible risks. Being a mentor for 7th and 8th graders has opened my eyes to so much. They have a lot of options. They have a lot of options. And what I found out was adults, parents, teachers, principals, mentors, we get so wrapped up in our life and what we need to do and how we need to do it that we don't think about the fact that our children have options in today's society, 2015. There are a lot of options, a lot. We have the same sex options that they have. You would be surprised when we had that conversation in a girls mentoring group and I'm sitting there looking crazy. And had to still be calm because they were all looking at me, waiting on my response. We have peer pressure. We have insecurities. We have bullying. We have, lack of self-esteem. All of those things and characteristics that our children may show outside of the home, because we may not know it. This is something that they show with their peers that we don't know. And in addition to that, they have to, try to be concerned about their future, their classes, if they're going to school, if they're going to be here at college or get a job, or if they're going away to college. And then once they get to college and, fast forward ahead, will they be able to get a job and all of those things? The times have changed tremendously. We are totally living in the last days, and we need to protect our children. We need to bring them back into the equation. We need to bring them back into our, under our wing. And then those of us, aunties, uncles, pastors, teachers, principals, mentors, need to, if this is our charge and this is what we say that we want to do as it relates to children, we need to put them more in the forefront, and trust and believe that God has us, that God is taking care of us. But as it relates to our children, we need to make sure that, they're being provided for, that they're given the tools and they're given everything that they need in order for them to be able to make the right choice. And then judge the risk of the rewards and the consequences of the choices that they make. That was one of the things that I say all the time. If you think you're grown, please know that there are consequences for your choices, period. When I put it in that way, to 13-year-olds, they're looking at me like, okay, now the decision is yours. You think you're grown. You think you can handle grown situations. You want to talk back to the teacher. You want to act out. You want to do all that. Please know that there are consequences. And this is what we as adults have to deal with. We have to think about the rewards, and we have to think about the consequences of our choices. So maybe that's something that we need to instill more into our children, as they have all of these options to choose from. It's crazy. It's crazy, the options. Any option you can think of, think about you at the age of 20. Nine and a half times out of ten, our kids today in 2015, September 19th, have those options under 15 years old, under 17 years old, under 18 years old. Should they have them? Absolutely not. But these are the times. These are the days. The internet has made them access to everything, any and everything that they want. People on the street, you know, with the people are there. There are people on the street. The spirit of perversion and lust and I don't even know, just all type of, you know, spirits that are walking around preying on our children these days. You know, and they're preying on specific children. We have human sex trafficking. We have all of these other things that we have to, you know, just really be mindful of. And a lot of children are shutting down. They don't speak as much, you know. So the responsibility is great. And, yes, it does take a village. And I am a part of the village. I take care of everybody's kids. I take care of everybody's kids. I don't care. They try to, you know, well, they, I remember I got chased one time by a group of little boys because I said something because they were doing something they ain't gonna be doing. But I still said it. I still said it. You what? Now that I'm older, I wish a child would try to chase me. Your child will get a good old beat down. Not saying that that's not what you're doing at home, but the respect for elders, I'm going to tell them, hey, sweetie. You know, hey, darling, that's not nice. You know, watch your language. You know, do you have to use that language? You know what, sir, please pull your pants up in my presence. I understand this is what you do, and that's fine, but while I'm here, could you please pull your pants up? And usually, if I do it respectively, then I'm respected, which lets me know that I am a part of the village to help, you know, kind of curtail a lot of this foolishness and stuff that's going on in the street as it relates to our children. I'm going to read something about maximizers and satisfiers. There was a professor who wrote a book, The Paradox of Choice. His name is Barry Schwartz, and he's an expert in the science of decision making. He talks about maximizers, people who strive to always make the best decision and carefully scrutinize every possible option, and satisfiers, those that don't need to investigate each alternative and are happy with the good enough. So there are always more or sometimes infinite options, which I talked about. It takes a huge block of time to constantly chase after the best. And since there's possibly something even better coming around the bend, Schwartz roots for the satisfier. They're just happier, he contends. He thinks children should be satisfiers too. The most important thing parents can do is cultivate in their kids that good enough is always, almost always good enough, he says. He knows that the concept doesn't come easy for most parents. He also says that I've never heard a parent say, I only want the good enough for my kid. And, you know, we don't. We always want the best for our kids. And we always usually, or I'll say what the article says, almost always judge their best for our kids or the best for your kids based on you, not your children. I want the best of my kid, best for my children based on what I had or didn't have as a child. We all know maximizer parents, maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're one of them. They can't buy the stroller without looking at every single one, the umbrella, the jogger, the ultralight. They won't choose a diaper bag without examining every diaper bag in the universe. And they certainly won't select a piano teacher before vetting piano teachers everywhere, even if it means driving your child 10 miles for lessons. And then he said that that was him. If you model, only the best will do. You teach your children the same lesson. Kids learn by watching how their parents act and then by listening to what they say. I'm a firm believer. Be mindful of what you say and how you act in front of your children. Be mindful. They are watching you. They are really watching you. They watch all adults that they admire. I have nieces and nephews, and when I tell you they watch me like a hawk, and sometimes it's a lot of pressure because I don't want to be watched. I don't want to be watched. I want to be me sometimes. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be transparent. You know, part of me, 90% of me, I'm grateful that God has given me the accountability, if you will, because I don't have children, for them to hold me accountable for my actions. I am so grateful for that. But part of me just want to be me. But then when I look back at it, I say, I would probably be reckless, even more reckless now, if I didn't have a child watching me, holding me accountable. So it's kind of like, you know, I didn't have any children, but I have, you know, youth watching me in family and out of family, which holds me accountable. So I can make the best choice. I can sit and weigh my options and say, you know what, I really want to do that, but I can't because I have someone watching me. I have someone listening to me. So we have to be mindful of that. Kids watch you. Kids watch what you say. They listen to what you say, and they watch what you do. They watch what you say. They watch what you say, too, because a lot of saying is animated if it's me. But, you know, kids, they pay attention to that. And if they admire you, you know, they're going to mimic it. If they don't mimic it now, it will be in their subconscious, and they will mimic it later. So right now, to engage in this conversation, I'm going to bring in my sister, my prayer partner, my confidant, the radio angel herself. I know she's going to have something to say. She always got something to say, and usually we have good dialogue. So I'm glad to be sharing the microphone, the platform with her. Radio Angel, are you there?
I am so very much here. What's going on, quarterback? Welcome, welcome back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Minister Kim is in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
She left us here again.
I know, right?
But I'm excited because she has an angel with her. So Miss Patrice is with her angel. So she doesn't have me, but she has her other angel. So I'm happy about that. And
I know,
shout
right?
out to Patrice and Minister Kim. Amen. Well, I've been sitting back and I've been listening, and it's very interesting because you're right. We do pick up the different attitudes, movements, and stuff of our parents, grandparents, and those who are around us. Example, my grandmother, my uncle, and my mother, they all smoked. So, of course, you know, I'm going to try to smoke. And I did try to smoke. But what happened was a friend of my uncle saw me smoking, which I had no clue. And my uncle threatened to kill me. And, you know, as a kid, you kind of take those threats serious. And I never picked up a cigarette again because I was scared of my uncle. And so, therefore, I wasn't smoking. As an adult, I don't smoke. But I had so much influence as far as my aunt. I'm not my aunt. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt, and my uncle. But you know what's really, really interesting? And I did this with my godson because my uncle used to do this with me. And I know this might be a little hard, but my godson would come over, and I'm not, you know, sometimes I could be a slob, you know, sometimes I really could be a slob, but he's a slob too. And I tell him, listen, don't pick up my habits. Don't follow what I'm doing. You see what I'm doing? Don't follow me. Don't follow me. What I need you to do is always keep your area clean. I need you to make that choice and make sure your area is clean so that you can find stuff. Now, granted, I can find stuff in my mess, but I need him to be able, I don't need him to have those bad habits because I picked up that habit from my aunt. Family, you know, sometimes they give you these wonderful gifts, and sometimes they just give you gifts that you wish you could just give back. And that's one of those gifts. So, but I've gotten a whole lot better, you know, but still in awe. You know, I tell him not to do the same thing. My uncle, you know, had did the same thing to me. This is raw.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of scared the hibbejeebies out of me as well. My uncle, my favorite uncle, who happened to pass away, he was cutting up dope in front of me, and he said, "Listen to me." Kim, you know, I've made a lot of bad choices in my life, and you're going to make a lot of choices in your life that are not that good, but don't let dope be one of them. And this is him cutting it up and doing whatever he does in front of me, telling me, don't do this. That's scared. Do you know that's scared that he jibbies out of me?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes you need to see the end result of stuff, of the choices that you're about to make,
that you're about to make
in order to help you not to make that choice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because when I think about it, you know, he died. And it was a drug overdose. You know what I mean? He died from drugs. And my mother, you know, I believe in my heart of hearts that she actually killed herself by giving herself a drug overdose, purposely. So, you know, seeing what they were doing, and when he said that to me, I was under 16. And I never, ever, ever decided to do drugs behind that whole conversation, knowing that, first of all, my favorite uncle is looking a mess. And he's telling me not to do this, that this is a bad thing. You know, so sometimes it's really great to see the end result of a situation before making a decision.
Because
it scares the heebie-jeebies out of people. I know that did for me. That's my favorite uncle. I miss him so much. He was a genius. But something was off. There was a trigger off somewhere. So, you know, That's real talk right there.
That whole statement, because, you know, we used to get it as kids, do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. You know, don't smoke, but as you're lighting up a cigarette. Used to work for us when we were children, growing up, when we had respect for our elders, when we had fear, you know, fear for consequences and choices. You know, not saying that we were perfect. You know, I ain't going to say I was perfect because, you know, I tried to do some little slick stuff, but as it relates to choices. But, you know, I'm praying that, you know, I'm grateful that God covered me and it wasn't detrimental, you know, that could have taken, you know, taken a turn for the worse for me. You know, not saying that I was out there, but still it was probably a dangerous choice for me. That used to work for us, you know, because we had fear and we had respect for elders. You had your favorite uncle, you know, that kind of thing. But today, in today's society, when it comes to the children of today, from the past 15 years, you know, since like 2000, you know, the turn of the century, and more options were being made available. Two, more options were being made available to our youth. Do you think that still applies? You know, you mentioned that your godson. You know, he's looking at you like, look, your stuff ain't clean. Why I got to clean my stuff? You know, and then your stuff still ain't clean. You said don't do it. I mean, you know, we say don't do it, and then our stuff, then we don't correct it. You know what I mean? How do we deal with that? How do we work that? What your opinion on how do we work that? When kids today don't have fear and don't have respect. You know, you have a godson that respects and fears you. You know, I have nieces and nephews that respect and fear me. But how do we, when we deal with the youth that don't fear or don't respect, how do we use the whole do as I say, not as I do?
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
All over. Amen. I'm touched with the word that LaTanya, the quarterback, rushed what for Kim. Amen. Talking about, you know, her family member about cigarette smoking. And, you know, we got to be mindful that it's not always what we say, but it's what we do. I learned that, you know, I know LaTanya touched on that. She touched on so many good nuggets. But, you know, we have to understand that our children, the young, our young adults, the world is not how we were raised up. I'm 49 years old, and I'm grateful for that because of God, amen, all my life. But 20 years ago, 40 years ago, it's not what they're experiencing now. Our children are not afraid of anything. They try everything, and that's what's so scary for me to watch them. And I hear them, and I'm like, wow, there is no, like, I'm afraid. I feared everything. I feared my mother was going to watch me, you know, catch me smoking. I feared that the neighbor was going to see me and tell my mom. I feared that the beating that I was going to get, the punishment I was going to get, what she was going to take away, all that used to flutter in my mind. So when it came to making choices, the decisions, I would always hear her voice. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm going upstairs. I would tell people, don't do nothing in front of me because I'm telling my mama. I was a telltale because I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get the wrath of my mother. You know what? Honestly speaking, I didn't want to disappoint my mother. I didn't want to make her angry. I didn't want to make her sad. I didn't want her to feel that she, as a mother, did something wrong. Like I wasn't honoring her, if you get what I'm saying. So I just pray that our children will get back to that point that they fear God, they fear their parents, and that they want to honor us. They want to honor those who have rule over them, and they respect, like, I can't do that. You know, I come from good stock. My parents work hard, and they make a lot of decisions for me. You know, they sacrifice a lot for me. I can't do that. I can't go with you to the club. I can't smoke that weed that is laced probably with K2. I can't get high. I can't, you know, I can't have sex with you today. Let's be real. You know, I can't do those things because someone at home, my parents at home, they love me and they care about me. I'm not running away with you. How many of us did that? We ran away. I'm running away with so-and-so because they were going through something with and at home, and you want to be a part of them because you're a friend and you want to be loyal. I just pray for our children, and I thank God that, you know, LaTanya, she just held it on, and she did what she had to do on last week, and I just had to bring it back. I wasn't here, but I'm just getting the nuggets, and I just want to let you know that there's so much more that you can get every time you tune in. So make right decisions, children. My young people, we love you here, and we want to help you make right decisions. Whatever you're going through, we have an awesome young woman who is the voice for you that will be here with us later in the show. Her name is Kimani Nash, but she's a.k.a. Ask Kimani. Ask the questions. Connect with her. Amen. She has her mentors that are working with her, so they are adults that are watching and monitor as well. She's not doing this by herself, but she's wise. Amen. And she's a good girl. Amen. So I wanted you to hear what she goes through as a young adult, as a college student, as an intern student, amen, as the only, you know, child in the household raised by both parents, and all the other stuff that she goes through, her peer pressure, she's dating, all the things that you might be dealing with. We have someone that will be your voice, okay? So definitely continue to tune in. Parents, are you listening? Go get your young people. Let them tune in. Remember, this show is a family-orientated show. It's a show for everybody. We want to drop the nuggets. We want you to just converse with us. We want you to be full. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to reach your destination. So this is what we do here every week. We do have some calling online that they're like, look, I got some stuff to say. Let me just share some of the stuff that I was getting online. And I was like, okay, all right, we're going to bring you in. And I'm just excited for this first one that's coming up. I call her Mother Johnson. Amen. We go way, way back. And her first question inbox, Kim, she was saying, I know you like hit the floor, right? Mother J is on the line today, Kim. I know you excited about that. And she said, one problem that we have today is that there are little or no consequences, stress at home. Mother J, you there? Mother Johnson, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay. Welcome. Oh, my God, it's so awesome to hear your voice. How are you?
I am just marvelously blessed, and I am just so blessed this morning to be online with you ladies. It's great. I'm enjoying the show, and you know I've got tons of stuff I could say, and there's not enough time for me to get all my information in, but y'all are on it. You, as long as you see it and know what's going on, at least you can address it.
Right.
At least you can address
it. Thank you, Mother. So you said something, you inboxed me about today, there are little or no consequences stressed at home. Can you just bring that in? Because it is so important that us as parents, guardians, amen, foster parents, because, you know, spiritual parents, everything started at home. I was rooted and grounded at home. My mother stressed consequences of a behavior, whatever I did, right? Today
yes.
In 2015, right? 2015, and this new millennium with this new age that our children have so much that they have to encounter, endure. They have social media, right? They're accessible to so many things. And I thank God that I was never privy to, you know, God knew not to bring that stuff in my life back then. Sometimes I can't even handle it now. I'm trying to catch up with everybody else. But this is a season that we know that modern technology has another gateway for our children to learn, right, get information,
exactly.
But also there are the cons and the pro cons to this. So how, as a mother, as you know, we call you Mother Johnson from Texas, raised a family of children who love God, who are just sowing in their life. How important it is for us to stress at home consequences for behaviors.
Home is the first classroom that your child has. Life is one big classroom anyway. Every day that you go through life, you close a chapter when you go to bed, you wake up a new chapter when you wake up. That's why you need to pray and ask the Lord to cover those chapters, because you never know what's ahead of you. But my suggestion to parents is start when they're young, stressing the importance of being respectful of others, being respectful of themselves. Teach them. You be the example. I have a granddaughter, and she's 18 months old. She watches everything and mimics everything she sees. So if you're going to be on this stage of life, you need to put forth your best performance, because you want others that follow to pay tickets to your stage play to come back to see you. You want people to see good things. You want them to see positive things. And if you go through something, pray and ask God to help you handle it. A lot of the problem with our children is we're not handling things well. We break apart. We fall apart. We say things we shouldn't say. And when kids act out in school, that's probably an extension of what they're seeing and hearing and doing at home. So parents are under a lot of pressure to be remnants of God. I used to teach my kids, each one of y'all are little pieces of me. I want the pieces of me to be on their best behavior and their best performance when they leave the door, because you are representing my household. I want my household represented in a godly, respectful fashion, so I train my children to be godly and respectful, not throw fits. We practice throwing fits at home. I showed them what would happen if you threw a fit. We practice behavior at home. I showed them what would happen if your behavior went into the negative. So we cannot have deficient behavior in the home and expect efficient behavior outside the home. My suggestion to parents, be good parents. Ask God to guide you. Households, older people, coaches, anyone that you can bring into your life that can sow seeds of recourse into your children, let it happen. And be mindful of the people in. Be sure you know who they are and where they came from. Don't just let them go spend the night somewhere and you don't know who the parents are or where the parents are. You have to be on point every day. It is a job that you have to contend with every day. You can't just take a rest and take a break. And what's in it for you? You have children. God has blessed you with these treasures and nuggets of life. You have to be on your best behavior. My question used to be, what would Jesus do? I patterned my life after Jesus. If Jesus was raising children, how would he do it? So in order to know what Jesus does, I have to read the teachings of Jesus and think like Jesus and act like Jesus in order to do what I think he would do.
Woo! Jesus, mother, where have you been? OMG, I had to put that up on our fan page. Check out our fan page today on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. I love it. Stage play. I like that. Look, be the best on your platform. Because that is so important, because our children are watching us, right? We are the first mentors. We're the first teachers. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we can't. We can't be faking a funk. We got to be the best.
Yeah.
When you wake up, let's be the best, y'all. Let's just, I'm challenging you on this week, all right? Get up with the best attitude. Get up with the best plan for your life. Make decisions in front of your children and let it be the best one so they can imitate that. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, you said something else, mother. Let me try to get all of it in. Let me get all the nuggets in for the people. I want them to be blessed this morning. Mm. You also said that every 20 years, your generation changed. These kids, our children, now are more exposed. So their behavior reflects exposure.
Exactly. It's now we have the internet now. Back in my day, we didn't even have television. Now you have everything. They, at the touch of a button, they can see whatever is going on outside the household, going on in the world. Mm-hmm. So they're exposed to more. And their respect level is lower than ours was. All we had to watch was our parents and our preachers and the people in the church. Now we get to see reality shows. We get to see bad behavior that's honored and showcased bad behavior. And they see it on television and think, okay, it's okay for me to act like that because they're doing it on TV. But what they don't show are the consequences. There are consequences for bad behavior. And the reason why the police are doing a lot of the things that they're doing now is because the parents are not teaching children, first of all, to respect authority. They're telling the kid, he can't tell you what to do. Well, if they can't tell you what to do, why send them out? Because they're going to get hurt by people who are paid to enforce the law. First of all, you need to share with them the do's and don'ts of life. Respect is one of the best things you can do. I may not like you, but I'll respect you because of the position that you're in. And that is the first call of duty for kids. They need to respect their parents, respect each other, respect the space of other people, and respect the quality of life to be different. Everybody doesn't look different. Everybody's not the same color. Some of us are going to be thin. Some of us are going to be big. Respect that and embrace the fact that we're all different, but we all have something to bring to the table. A lot of times people, when you talk down on kids or talk down about people at home, kids are listening. And when they get in the presence of the people that there has been talked about, they're going to say, well, my mama said you do so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, you don't do so-and-so and so-and-so, right? Where did you get that from? I heard it at home. Okay, if you're talking ugly at home, but you're grinning in their face at church, that is a double standard. Children pick that up. And they don't have the power as young people to differentiate between what should and should not be said and done. They're so free with their information. So make sure that the information they receive is information that should be walking out the house. You don't want them taken out of that. You don't want them out misbehaving because they've seen the remnants and nuggets of misbehavior at home. That's teaching them to be double-sided. It's teaching them to be backbiters and liars. You want to be in front of the person that you are at home. You want to be the same. You have to train your children to be the same, and it's called respect. I know that's a lot for this morning, but, I mean, it's a lot going on. I live in the home with one of my children right now. A lot of things that I see and hear, I don't like. A lot of the parents, they put emphasis on working long, long hours where the kids are left at home by themselves to train themselves. A lot of things that they're doing now is things that their friends have shared or things that they've seen on television or things that they've seen in a magazine. And instead of having the instruction from home, from their parents, they just figure it out on their own, and most of the time it's incorrect. So I'm glad to be able to share with y'all.
That's a very valid point, Mama J. That is super valid because if you go back and you listen to the rest of the show, I talked about how the parents today, you know, one, they're young. That's the other thing is that they're young. And so because they're young, they haven't fully developed. And so that whole disrespect, not and all that, it kind of trickles down from mother, from grandmother to mother to grandchild. But now you're out there trying to, like you said, you're out there making sure that your child has a roof over their head and food in your stomach, and you lose out on things. You lose out on things. It's better to lose out on a couple of hours at work and a couple of dollars at work than to lose your child's life. Wow. So your points were actually very much on point. So, oh, my goodness, it's so awesome to have you on the line, Mama J.
I'm
Jesus.
So glad to be here.
Woo.
I'm so glad to be here.
Awesome nuggets. We thank you for your nuggets. We definitely have to get you back on and be our guest again. Amen. Information is powerful, people. And one of the things that she has said that I could just sum it up is respect. you have to teach your children how to respect themselves and respect others. But it does start with us. It's not what we say, but they are watching our actions. You know, I'm raising my 11-year-old cousin, Cheyenne, and she's at school, and they have a new principal. And this is something that the principal did, which I admire. So shout out to Family School 32. She stated that she wanted to meet with each grade, and she met with them in assembly, and she had a one-on-one dialogue. And she was setting the structure, setting the foundation of how the school year was going to run. And that's what she talked about. Her key word was respect. Respect yourself, respect others, and then respect your school. This is our school. That's why it's called Family School 32. So that's key. And if it's starting in the school, if this is the foundation that the school starts, it also has to come back to the home. You know what I'm saying? There has to be a level of respect. And oftentimes, like you said, you hit the nail. We one way in church and then we another way at home. And we're really confusing the children. And God is not the author of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So we really got to get it together. Yeah, so I appreciate you so much. I love you, and I hope you will tune in more often, amen, because we love your nuggets that you give us, and just stay with us for the remaining of the show. We have some awesome stuff that we want to talk about continuously here as we do our back-to-school remix today. So we'll be back on the Morning Glory. This is your host, Minister Kim, and family friends. We'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com. And let's let the world know that we are here.
That's right, Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Arrington. You definitely got to check her out on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And also immediately after our show at 11 a.m. Man Talk 101 with Kimberly and V.K. Harris. They got some stuff that they want to share with us, reference to relationships. I hope y'all are really enjoying yourself today. That was our Mother Venzel, all the way from Texas. Mother Johnson definitely came in and she dropped the nuggets. Amen. She added more flavor, amen, to what LaTanya was speaking about on last week. Now, I was away and I had an awesome time. I'll say it over and over again. Activate Movement is really what we need to be involved in. You need to check out Chief Activator herself, Lucinda Cross, at www.lucindacross.com. You need to be a part of the Activate Movement. You need to find out when is her next vision board party, when is the next conference that she's going to hold. We don't know. It might be here in New York. It might be somewhere else. But this year, God placed her on her heart to be in ATL. So we were in Atlanta. Thank God for just Atlanta hospitality. So we shout out to all of our Atlanta family, and I want to apologize to all family friends that I did not get to see, but I got to see some. I got to see Stevie. I got a copy of her book, so she's coming on next month. Amen. So we got some fun next month. But what I really admired was that Lucinda allowed us to utilize our mentors, and we are mentoring these awesome women, and they are doing some awesome work. And I'm just excited, not only myself, but we had Shelly Nash. She was there. We had Patrice Gooding, my coworker, my dear friend. So we had so many people that came out. They volunteered their time. They got nuggets. But I want you to hear from Kimani, Kimani Nash, a.k.a. Ask Kimani, which is the voice for our young people today. She had an opportunity with some of her friends to volunteer throughout the conference. And I just want you to hear from this young lady. Remember, we always have a voice for you young people. So parents, please allow your children to tune into the show. Kimani, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Now, Kimani, I know you have a busy Saturday, so I'm grateful that you have tuned in just to share with our listeners and to encourage the young people your experience at Activate 2015.
I enjoyed it, as well as my colleagues and friends. We all got the opportunity to, one, not only be a part of the conference, but also be able to network with some of the vendors and as well the participants. Well, what me and some of my friends did, we were working with Miss Brenda's Wine Glass, and we were helping in the background, setting up the event and just really doing the utilizing our creativity throughout the weekend.
So tell us, what were some of your responsibilities?
Some of our responsibilities were it had three main events. Was Friday, we were manning many of the stations. Friday, they had a 90s party, so we got to man the lit thinking contest, which was pretty fun. We also had the photo booth, and they had numerous props. And so props from back in the 90s. And we also got to man the dance contest. Saturday, we just set up for the main conference. We did the different breakout rooms, the main room, and we also helped with a party that they had on Saturday. And Sunday, we just helped set up for the brunch. So we had we were really in the background setting up and making everything good for the conference itself.
Well, Kimani, I must say you did an awesome job, you and your colleagues. Their integrity, your character, your commitment was polished. Y'all did everything y'all was supposed to do. You know, you put your smiles on your face. You followed protocol. So I want to thank you so much. Now, as a young adult interning at Year Up and part of our radio show and the ministry and what you do here, what would you say to young people when it comes to volunteering? How important is that to add that to your resume?
Well, I wouldn't say volunteering itself is one of the biggest things, because you can always put it on your resume. You never know who, if you go to a organization to be employed, you never know what they were involved in, and, you know, that's a step ahead of the other. You know, the other occupants that are trying to get their job. But even before Year Up, I did volunteer work, and it's always good to see the product that you have serviced at the end of the day. So it's not just like putting it on your resume. It's also just getting the experience, and also being able to see how you impact your community or that person that you're helping to volunteer, because you never know, they might need you again.
Awesome. And how would someone get connected to maybe an organization? What is the necessary step? Do people reach out to you? How do you market yourself to become a volunteer? That's the question.
There's different avenues, but, I mean, I've done in just different organizations that I was a part of, such as Year Up, as well as being on the Savannah State cheerleading team. We did a numerous amount of volunteering, also just researching volunteer opportunities. You know, they're always looking for volunteers, and they're always looking for willing participants to go out and show, I guess, their character. You can also do it through your churches and Girl Scouts. It's just numerous avenues. You just got to choose which one you're comfortable with. Go for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. Tell everyone how they can connect with you and your latest blogs. I know you're ready for your next one, but share how our audience, the young people who are tuned in, can connect with you and then read your September blog?
Well, they can connect with me by my email, skimani@themorningglory.org, or you can also read my blog on the morningglory.org website. I'm always willing to hear and see what the young people are going through or any praises that they've gotten from reading my blogs or even me answering your questions.
Awesome, awesome. So you heard our Leadership Corner leader, Kimani Nash, a.k.a. Ask Kimani. Definitely check out her blog, which is on our website, www.themorningglory.org. And also email her if you have any questions concerning the blog or anything that's going on with you as you're away at school, here at school, in a current relationship, going through things at home, whatever it is. I believe that Ask Kimani will definitely have a response that's going to bless your life and help you make the right decision. So go to askkimani@themorningglory.org and send her an email. Let her know how you are hearing from her and you are interested in voicing what you have to say. We want to hear what you have to say because your voice is important to us. So again, Kimani, on behalf of The Morning Glory, on behalf of Activate Movement, Lucinda Cross and the team, we appreciate you and your colleagues and your friends for the excellent, impeccable work that you did this past weekend in Atlanta. God bless you.
Thank you.
You welcome. Wow, very powerful, right, Radio Angel? We have some awesome people that are teamed up with us, and it's so exciting to have the young people. Amen. Kimani's been working with us behind the scenes, doing flyers and giving us some advice so that we can pour into the young people. And this year, she said, you know, I'm going to step up. I'm coming out from the back, so I'm excited about that. So we'll be back on The Morning Glory, International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim, family and friends.
For grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
Yes, welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, family and friends today, here to bring you and continuously that gleam of hope that will cause you to move into your destiny, to cause you to feel good about yourself each and every day. I'm excited for the show today as we are doing Back to School Remix. We just heard from our Ask Kimani from our Youth Corner. Amen. She came with us. Her experience at the 2015 Activate Conference is an awesome movement. I do encourage you to sign up, be a part of this great movement. You don't know what's going to come out of you. Amen. Once you leave, just a mother Chief Activator, Lucinda Cross. Amen. She got energy like no other. Amen. She got a nugget for you that's going to just empower you and move you from one level to the next level. You might be an author. You might be a writer. I don't know who you might be, but guess what? All things happen in these conferences, in these gatherings. So make sure you come apart by going to www.lucindacross.com. We thank you so much for allowing us to bring our mentees on and just be a part of the conference this year, Lucinda. And I'm grateful to be your spiritual mom and just to be there to just encourage you. I'm so proud of you, and I thank God for you. Are y'all having an awesome time? Yes! Okay. Our first remix was making better decisions, making choices, empowering our children to do so as they have entered into a new school year. LaTanya and Radio Angel shared some of their personal stuff, so I thank God for the transparency of the radio show. We're about to go into our second half where we have LaTanya saying something that's very valuable that God spoke to her, and now we want to speak it back into your life today. We'll be back.
A whole new year coming up. Now is the time to begin weeding things out. You know, don't start your New Year's revolution on January the 1st. If you do those, start them 3 months in advance, because it's going to take you that much time to deprogram yourself. You know, I kind of learned that when we start on January 1st, then we really don't get into it by April, May. You know, and then we feel defeated because we didn't walk into it. Well, we didn't give ourselves time enough to, you know, kind of implement the things that we wanted to change. If we wanted to lose weight, we didn't start eating right, you know, before, you know, we didn't start monitoring how we ate on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we expected to stop January the 1st. You know, going to the gym, we didn't start walking more, you know, until January the 1st. It doesn't work like that. We're not programmed that way. We're not robots. We're human beings, as you can gather from our conversation this morning, and, you know, we have stuff. We have things. So today we're talking about a new beginning, a new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow.
Wow. There go LaTanya again. That's why I have her always filling in. I want to make sure that you get good nuggets. Amen. Whoever sits behind the mic, amen, whoever speaks into your life, I want to make sure it's good and it's rich and that you understand what our mission here, here on the Morning Glory International Voices hope to do. So your new beginning, your new you, doesn't have to wait until January 1st, 2016. I believe that it is your season now, that God is working everything out, everything that you design to set forth in the coming year, that this year was just the pavement so that it can be already slaved out for you. I believe that if you uphorn what LaTanya said, what God has given her, that her new year starts now, which is October, which is in a couple of days, amen, October will be here. So I want you for this weekend to really take all the inventory, all the things that you've gone through this year, all the things that you said that you want to accomplish, you know, our New Year's resolution. And if you have not reached that, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to use October as a birthing place. I want you to be pregnated with the gifts, the talents, the creativity. I want you to be able to move from I can't to I can, I will, and I will succeed. I believe that October is going to be the month that the manifestation of God is going to be illuminated in your life. I believe that once a seed has been planted, that it takes time for it to nourished. That means the water that you give it, it takes time for it to cause it to bud, and then you're going to see the leaves, right? So now in October, right now in October, you're going to start seeing the buds. You're going to start seeing the stem. You're going to start seeing the leaves, and you're going to see the manifestation, what God already told you. I believe that your ladder is going to be greater. I believe that everything happened, the storms, the distractions, the discouragement, the good times, all that stuff was working on your behalf for the month of October. And if you believe that, I want you to praise God right now, wherever you are. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that you have not forgotten about me. I thank you that you reminded me that I am someone, that I'm a part of the greatest kingdom. I thank you that you reminded me of the things that I wrote down on my list. I got distracted, but right now I'm back on course. I just thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. With that, I want you to hear from Elder, I'll call her Auntie Hazel, amen. She came on last one, and she shared a message with us that we're going to keep for this season because we want to continue to power you. Listen to what Elder Auntie Hazel has to say when she talks about a new beginning, a new you, right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Every area of our life, there's a beginning. So now, in the beginning, everything after that is coming to pass or has come to pass.
Oh.
So you have the power to speak in the beginning. This is the beginning. Today is the beginning of the best days of my life. Today is the beginning that I am going to be weight conscious. Today is the beginning that I'm not going to be stressed all the time. Today is the beginning that I'm going to think the beginning. Because in the beginning, it's a thought. And then you speak it, and it becomes the beginning. Mm. God is awesome.
Mm. Yes, he is.
Wow. Powerful words. We close out with that thought today. In the beginning was God, is God. He is the Alpha and Omega, and the beginning and the end. He is the finish of our faith. Put your trust in God. Know that all things work together for those who love God. He loves you. Love on him. Trust him with your life, with the decisions that you are making. Teach your children to trust God, to believe that God has a plan for their life. Together, as a family, as one, you can see the blessings of God, enjoy them together, have many pictures and stories of what God has done. And while you're doing it, he gets all the glory. And as you do it, there are people on the sidelines that are confused concerning their faith, concerning their life, concerning decisions. But because you stepped up and you trust God and you lived the life of Christ, now they too want what you have. That's the greatest opportunity to introduce someone to God, just by sharing who he is and what he has done for you. So we never leave this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to know God, to just repent. And that repentance, not just is word, but is also from the heart. You have to repent from the heart. You have to ask God to forgive you of your sins. You have to acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior. Acknowledge his son Jesus, who died on the cross for you, who rose on the third day, went to heaven, and left you the comforter. And if you believe that, then you are saved and you're part of the kingdom. And we welcome you as our brothers and sisters in Christ. We also encourage you, just because you're saved doesn't mean that you don't need a covenant. We all need a covenant. We all need spiritual parents to guide us. We all need our brothers and sisters to help us along the way, so when distractions come, we could get right back on course. We don't have to stay in there. Amen? So I encourage you to get into a Bible teaching college, a Bible teaching church in you. Let his word resonate inside of you, and then it will come out of you, and you will make right decisions. Trust me. Once you feel with the Holy Ghost will guide you. You just got to be in tune. You got to stay plugged in. I have a great leader. My leaders are awesome. And I'm going to invite you to fellowship with us tomorrow. Our leader is no other than Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Lynette Cooper from Kingdom Light Temple here in the Bronx. The location is 3030 Jerome Avenue, is near Bedford Park. We have prayer. That's right. My leaders are key on prayer. That starts at 8:30 in the morning, and then we go right into our worship service that starts at 9:45 a.m. Come out in fellowship and let us know that you heard about Kingdom Life Temple from our radio station. God bless. I want to thank you, each and every one of you that tuned in. We want to thank Mother Johnson for calling in and giving us those awesome nuggets that I put up. So if you're not part of our fan page, join us by liking us on Facebook. That is The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Until next time, go in peace and love.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.